This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, January 24th, AD 2023. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. A Christian man in Malta, an island near Sicily, faces 5 months in prison and or a $5,000 euro fine for simply giving his testimony on PM News Malta last April, reports Fox News. Matthew Gretsch told the news outlet he had become a Christian and turned away from the homosexual lifestyle. This may be the first case of this form of Christian persecution in the Western world. For the record, this is what Matthew said on the broadcast. Quote, "In the Bible, homosexuality is not an identity as we make it nowadays, and neither is it a feeling, but a practice. This means that no matter what sexual feelings a man or a woman is experiencing, if they have sexual relations with a person of the same sex, they commit the homosexual act in God's eyes, and that is a sin. Just like every other sin, one can repent from it and ask God for forgiveness and ask Him for strength to overcome," end quote. Malta became the first nation in the European Union to ban so-called conversion therapy for homosexuals in 2016. ChristianConcern.com notes that the homosexual lobby in Malta has an end goal in mind. Its, quote, "aggressive campaigning is aimed at criminalizing Christian beliefs on human sexuality and silencing any opposition," end quote. More Christian martyrdoms in the Democratic Republic of Congo, Africa, where Muslim extremists are suspected of bombing a Church of Christ baptismal service, reports Morning Star News. At least 14 died and 63 more were wounded in the blast in Kasindi. A church elder reported that two men entered the church building and left a bag which contained an improvised explosive device that soon detonated. Indonesian churches are increasingly finding it hard to find places to worship, reports Morning Star News. A church in North Sumatra was kicked out of the mall where they worshipped and prohibited from worshipping outdoors near the Medan City Council. International Christian Concern documented that Indonesian President Joko Widodo recently addressed the National Coordination Meeting of Regional Head. Despite the fact that Indonesia has an 86% Muslim majority, he affirmed that, quote, "those who are Christians, Catholics, Hindus, and Confucians have the same rights in worship and freedom of religion," end quote. The President of the United States took the opportunity to issue an official proclamation on the 50th anniversary of Roe v. Wade to commemorate the record of abortions. Not only did President Biden call on the Congress to pass legislation to encode abortion as, quote, "the law of the land," end quote, but he committed to use executive power to enforce abortion in the United States. He also commended the American voters for approving, quote, "the right to choose," end quote, in recent elections, including Kansas, California, and Michigan. Tragically, over 65 million children have been surgically murdered by abortion in the United States since 1973 up through 2022, reports the American Life League. Unknown millions of other children have been killed by abortifacients, the IUD, the day-after pill, and the undocumented use of mifepristone, or the kill pill. Psalm 106, verses 36 through 40 warns of this. "They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. Therefore, the wrath of the Lord was kindled." More saber-rattling from Russia. Dmitry Medvedev, the nation's deputy chairman of the Security Council and former president, threatened that, quote, "the world has come close to the threat of World War III due to impending U.S. aggression against the Russian Federation," end quote, reports Sky News Arabia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told a South African audience over the weekend that the war is shifting from a proxy war on the part of the European allies to, quote, "almost a real one," end quote, with Europe and America. Lab-grown meat is soon to be on the market in the United States as early as this year, reports Reuters. Singapore has been selling the fake meat since 2021. Scientists have taken a few cells from real meat and submitted the cells to intense anabolic growth hormones. A company called Upside has the capacity of an annual production of 400,000 pounds of what they call, quote, cultivated meat, end quote. Let us not forget that the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils. 1 Timothy 6, verse 10. Home sales are tanking in the United States, and it's worse in the West. Sales have dropped 44% in the Western states. Median prices are off 11% from their peak last June, almost entirely reversing year-on-year increases. The worst decrease was seen in the San Francisco Bay Area. Thus far, a 33% decrease in price from its April 2022 peak. And finally, so far in January, almost 57,000 layoffs have been announced for the tech industry, reports Business Insider. That's in addition to 159,000 tech layoffs last year. The states claiming the highest percentage of tech jobs are Washington State, Virginia, and Colorado. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, January 24th in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.